Okay, so Om Aganat Simanandasya Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Miditam Yena Tasmai Shigrave Namaha. So in 1965, Srila Prabhupada came to the Western world. And Srila Prabhupada is an eternal resident of Vrindavan. So, and then Srila Prabhupada brought people back from the Western world, approximately the end of the 1960s, to preach Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan. So one may question why Srila Prabhupada had to preach Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan when everybody in Vrindavan is a Brajavasi, right? So why do you have to preach Krishna consciousness to a Brajavasi? The reason is that if one wants to chant Hare Krishna purely and become an absolutely pure devotee of the Lord, that means Krishna prema, it is absolutely required to come in contact with a pure devotee in disciplic succession. Just like we are at Govardhan, I live at Govardhan, and so many people come around and they're chanting Hare Krishna, or they're chanting Govinda Jaya Jaya, or they're chanting Radhe Radhe Shami Ladhe. So many things they're chanting, and it's very nice. But the only way that they will achieve Krishna prema is coming in contact with Krishna's pure devotee in disciplic succession. Why is that? The reason for that is that Krishna himself does not give Krishna prema. Krishna himself does not give bhakti. Bhakti is independent. Bhakti decides where she wants to go, and she resides in the hearts of pure devotees. Therefore, it is required to contact and connect with a pure devotees, specifically His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada's connection will enable one to reach the highest stage of devotional service. So initiation in ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, of which Srila Prabhupada is the founder Acharya, is a connection to Srila Prabhupada and the whole disciplic succession. There is one verse in the Vedic literatures that says, Sampradaya vihinaye mantras te nishpala mataha, that if one doesn't get their mantra in disciplic succession, the mantra will not be fully effective. So the initiation is that connection. So even though you're seeing me sitting here as Sonia's guru and initiating her into Krishna consciousness, it's not just me sitting here. Sitting here with me at the same time, even though you do not see, is Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, all the way back to Narada Muni, Lord Brahma, and then ultimately Krishna. So they're all sitting here with me. You don't see. If you have spiritual vision, you would see. Just like yesterday, we put a picture of Govardhan on the internet with a waterfall coming out of it. None of you have seen Govardhan with a waterfall, right? But I see Govardhan with a waterfall, because that is the description given by the great teachers, the great acharyas. So if we see Shastra Chakshus, see with spiritual vision, we will actually see the whole disciplic succession here. So this is a very important ceremony. Sonia is connecting with the disciplic succession. What's the benefit for her? You say, all right, she's connecting with the disciplic succession. Does that mean she's going to make a lot of money later on in life? Or she's going to have a fantastic husband? Or she's going to move to Australia, New Zealand, America? No, it doesn't mean that. It means that if she continues to do what she's going to promise today, that she is going to be always happy, never die, pretty good, and full of knowledge without going to school. Wouldn't it be good to have knowledge without going to school? Pretty good. No more teachers, no more books. So that would be very, very nice. So, in other words, that's called Sat, Chit, and Ananda. That she gets to be eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. And at the end of this life, if she continues practicing as she's promising, she will be with Krishna and Radharani in Goloka Vrindavan. What we have here is Gokula, or Boma Vrindavan. That means the Vrindavan on the earth planet. But there's a Goloka Vrindavan, which is very, very similar. And in that Goloka Vrindavan, everyone there is young. Just like you, all of you students, not your teachers, but all of you students are young. And it's very nice to be young. Once upon a time, many years ago, I was young. And it was very nice. But now we're old, and it is not so nice. Because the bones are creaking, and so many problems, disciples who talk back to you all the time, so many difficulties. But to be always youthful is a great benediction. And so in the spiritual realm, it's like that. Okay, so what is she promising to do? Little things she's promising to do. She's promising to chant 16 rounds of Japa Mala every day. And she's promising to follow 4 regulative principles. No meat, fish, or eggs. No intoxication. No illicit sex. No gambling. And she's promising to try to chant attentively. Attentively means without offenses. Offenses means like she shouldn't be thinking that the names of the demigods are the same as Krishna's name, because Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Ganesha is his servant. Brahma is his servant. She shouldn't be offending Vaishnavas, but serving Vaishnavas, just like you're all Vaishnavas. Another thing is that she will listen to the instructions coming down into cyclic succession through her spiritual master. And she will not disobey those instructions. Another one is that she will understand that Krishna is directly there in his holy names. Whenever we say Krishna, Krishna is dancing on the tip of our tongues. And then she will not come up with some strange meaning of the holy names. And then another thing is that she's vowing not to use the holy names to do things that are not so nice. You know, some people chant Hare Krishna and then they smoke, right? That's called sinning on the strength of chanting. They smoke a little or they drink some liquor and they go Hare Krishna. That's called, that she's vowing to do. We're talking about the 10 offenses now, in case you haven't figured that out. And then she will understand that the chanting of Hare Krishna is not just the ritual. It's not like Kali Puja, Durga Puja, Indian Independence Day. It's not like any of those things. It is completely spiritual. Then she will be very careful in presenting the philosophy and chanting of Hare Krishna to people who might not understand. In other words, not present the holy names or the intricate or intimate meaning of the holy names before those who might offend. And then finally, she will attempting to get rid of something called anarthas, unwanted things in the heart that cause her problems. Cause all of us problems, like lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, and all those other things. And then she'll always be attentive when chanting the holy names. And then to understand how to give your heart to the holy names, because when you're chanting, you have to have a sankalpa. A sankalpa means a desire. I think some of you may know the story of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj wanted a great kingdom, bigger than Lord Brahma, bigger than anyone in the universe. And when Dhruva Maharaj chanted, of course he didn't chant Hare Krishna, he chanted Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He was praying for that, and he got it. Interesting, isn't it? So, of course, you should not pray for a big kingdom when you're chanting Hare Krishna. But at the same time, we understand that there are so many desires in the heart. So one should chant from the heart, revealing one's heart to Krishna as one's chanting. The chanting is not done from the brain. It's not simply done from the lips and the tongue, although that's there too. But the real chanting is done from the heart, giving one's heart to Krishna. I remember many years ago when I started chanting, I was 21 years old, 1970. And when I started chanting, I was crying out to Krishna. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitamam vishame bhavambudo kripaya tava padapankaja stita duli sadrasam vachintiya. I was crying out, Krishna, save me from this world. I'm so miserable. Why was I miserable? Because I didn't have Krishna. I had everything else. When I was young, I had my own car, a sports car. We had my own airplane. I had boats. I had so much money, I didn't know what to do with it all. My parents, like this. But what happened? I was unhappy. I was miserable, in spite of having all those things. Some of you may be thinking that if you had all those things, you would be supremely happy. But that is not a fact. I was miserable because my heart was empty without Krishna. So then I started chanting, Krishna, Krishna, help me, save me. I am miserable. Take me back to Godhead. Take me out of this material world. I was even praying to Krishna to kill me. Krishna, kill me and take me back home. Of course, now I don't pray to Krishna to kill me anymore. I pray to Krishna to give me pure love of Radha and Krishna. I pray to Radharani like this. So, therefore, we should chant. Sonia and all of you should chant in that mood. Krishna, save me. Krishna, protect me. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Pahimam, Ratshamam. Right? Save me, protect me. And that's chanting with the heart. And if you chant with the heart, you make great spiritual advancement. Everything is based upon the chanting. Even though we're having a little ritual here with the fire and all the swaha business, the real point is the chanting of Krishna's names and the serving of Krishna's pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. Because without a connection to Srila Prabhupada, we can't get to the highest destination, even if we're here in Braj. But with a connection to Prabhupada through the disciplic succession, going back to Krishna, seeing Krishna dancing, seeing Radha and Krishna, that is very easy. This process, it is very easy, I guarantee it. Okay, so that's today's lecture. And so we have to chant one round of japa mala before we give Sonia her japa beads. And you're all invited to either chant along, and then we'll continue with the fire sacrifice. Okay? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Siddhi Gaura Bhakti